Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, 10 to 2 on 670. The
Mark Grody.
He's crazy.
He's a crazy man. He's a wild man. And he is wild for us.
Grody, what's going on in House Hall? How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I am right now, just to let you guys know where I am on the basement floor of Hallis Hall. Because there's so many people doing broadcasts right now. I have did not get one of the good spots today. So I am in a coat closet at Hallis Hall.
And that's hilarious.
I'm seeing a bucket right now, Marshall, that says, literally, it says, da sunscreen. Da sunscreen. Hey, there are coat hangers. Did you hear the coat hangers just now?
Yes.
If I was in the main
ASMR with Mark Grody, TT.
I didn't see the bear on the front, but it's kind of.
Mark Grody, thank you for your time. We will release you from your closet.
Unlock me.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles. Was that Trapped in the Closet by R. Kelly in the background?
Yes, it was. I can confirm.
I can also report that I have come out of the closet.
Oh, yes. We're so proud of you for coming out of the closet.
This is a big step for you. Thank you.
I'm brave. I'm a brave man.
Mark Grody for skincare now this. I'm proud of you.
That's right. A skincare. And I have come out of the closet. Yes. Because I'm brave.
I can't believe that R. Kelly Trapped in the Closet was played in 2025 on 670 The Score.
At 10 in the morning.
At 10 in the
10 in the morning.
If there is one thing I can advise you to not spend your time on, it is the many chapters of Trapped in the Closet.
I would say go watch that. Get online. Watch all the videos. They are entertaining.
Don't support R. Kelly. Support that because it's hilarious.
Favorite song about closets. Let's get it going on the text line.
Red flag number 1,798 about R. Kelly. We broadcast live from the Score Sunday Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. When we have breaking news on the Score, it's brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. The men behind that wonderful and yet terrifying open, it is Ray Diaz and Robbie Triano. Robbie on the ones and twos getting it done with some R. Kelly into the mix. We also have Brandon Fryer helping out. You can text us and you can call us 312-644-6767. You can also join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. And people are already cheering for Mark Grody's Illinois State Redbird sweatshirt.
Really?
Did Marshall get you that one?
He did. And this would give me an opportunity to, on the air, say thank you for this awesome ISU hoodie. And just the gesture that we now know on this program, out of all of us, the generous, heartfelt one is, ladies and gentlemen.
We are all generous and heartfelt.
No. Marshall, you are the man. You are the person on this show who is the most. I was wondering who it was, and now I know that it is Marshall Harris.
The team that hoodies together wins together.
That's right. That's what they always say. That is true. You got Layla a hoodie. What'd you get, Layla?
I got a North Texas one from Marshall.
What'd you get, Robbie?
Awesome. Grand Valley State University hoodie. Go Lakers.
Ray?
I got University of the Bears. Thanks, Marshall. I appreciate it. I'm not wearing mine because it's going to be a hot-ass day out there.
Yeah, but Grody's got a long day ahead of him. He's got to stay cool at night. Remember, guys, don't ever dress from where you're going. Dress for where you're going to end up.
That's right.
That's the goal.
Right, Festio.
Yeah. If my allergies are... Ragweed is taking my body. Ooh. It's really fun. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm pretty sure at this point I'm just turning into pollen physically. None of that really matters. What does matter is what you got yesterday at Hollis Hall. And we all want to like Grady Jarrett. I feel like he's... we've heard so much about his leadership from people who talked about him in Atlanta. We see it in him being voted captain. I've mentioned how much the Bears spent on the defensive line as a whole. He's part of that. So when the opposing team in Detroit scores 52 points last week, yeah, the defensive line is going to get called out. And that includes a guy who I think can handle the responsibility. But I was surprised to hear how he talked about being received as a Bear, because I don't think that dude's a problem yet. Like, on my list of Bears concerns, Grady Jarrett's not one of them necessarily, just because I know he's still dealing with injury. But I was surprised, Mark, to hear what he had to say to you.
There was, let's just say, this week in general, it felt like there was an edge, a healthy edge, out at Hollis Hall, from the coaches to the coordinators to a few of the players in the locker room, and the proper amount of edge, considering that you're 0-2 in a bad way with two bad losses to begin the season, and considering the comments that Ben Johnson made about the non-championship caliber practice. All of this is warranted. This is what we wanted. And Grady Jarrett, and honestly, I got no problem with what you're about to hear from Grady Jarrett, because as you will hear, it's pretty obvious he is pushing back against the, I don't know what sources he is going to, if he is listening here, if he is reading, and probably on social media,
Twitter,
Instagram, reading comments, which is what we all do and what crushes all of our souls. And guess who's pushing back a little bit? Grady Jarrett. Here he is.
How's he feeling like this group is trending?
Because I'm excited to go out here and go out and play with my teammates, and I'm choosing, you know, positivity. And at the end of the day, you know, we got to continue to choose us and believe in the work that we put in, because, you know, a lot of the, you know, whatever the validation, pats on the back, it's not going to come from the outside world. And to be honest, it's really making it easier for us when we do have the success that we expect to have to block out the noise when we do get the pats on the back, because you would think being playing for this city, playing for this organization, will get a little more support on the end, certain things, and, you know, people really pushing for us. And obviously we got a lot of stuff going on, but at the end of the day, it's pulling us closer together and making us focus more on the things we can control. But when the day do come that things do, the ball do turn our way, it's going to actually help us be more focused on the things we can control, because we know how we were received and how we were talked about when things was a struggle. So when people, you know, when you're down, sometimes people want to kick you when you're down. So when you're up, you know, you just be able to focus on the ones that was there when you was going through it, when you was down. But like, at the end of the day, guys, we 0-2. You know, it's, I mean, that's no excuse, but it's early in the season, and everything that we want is still ahead of us. And the teams that we lost to are two really good teams, but we get an opportunity to see both of them again, you know. And so that's the exciting part. And we may be down, but we're far from out. And we just getting this thing cooking.
I get where he's coming from. I do. But there's more than one way to be a fan. Number two, Grady Jarrett played for a Falcons team that is competitive. You know, occasionally they win their division. They might make a playoff. The NFC South has been, historically, at least in the past 5 years, a very open division. This life is different.
Like, Atlanta, where the players play, is different from the Chicago life.
Yes, and I think especially because the defensive standard held here is so high, to give up 50 points like that, to give up over 50 for the first time since the Mark Trestman era in 2014, it offends a lot of people. And I'm not mad at them for being offended. But I am a little bit confused as to why you wouldn't understand that fans who haven't seen a light at the end of the tunnel, and where one playoff loss in 2018 is the most they can hang their hats on in the last, I don't know, 8 years, where that becomes the issue. So I want to like Grady Jarrett. I really do. And I think he's a valuable person in that locker room. But we talk about the team talking about outside noise when teams lose. I'm not here to parrot anybody's talking points, but we are here to listen to what they're actually saying.
Let's go back to 2020, right? It was a crazy year, right? For Grady Jarrett, it was a bad year. His team started 0-2, and they kept losing. They actually lost their first five games. They actually finished 4-12. It wasn't the only time that Grady Jarrett in his career started at 0-2. In those seasons where he started 0-2, his team never finished above 7-10. So he, above everybody else, should understand why Bears fans are reacting the way they have on whatever your chosen media platform is, especially on social media. He probably needs to come to grips with the fact that he's in a place where winning has come few and far between for most people in their lifetimes, especially if you look at just the last decade or so. And while I applaud him for his attitude and trying to galvanize his teammates, the reality is the only way you're going to stop that outside noise, the thing that you say you're trying to ignore, is by winning a football game. They got a chance to do it this weekend against Dallas. As good of a chance that they're going to have probably before the bye, because it's a home game against another team that's not that good. But until he does that, hey man, I get it. I get how you feel, but understand how everybody else feels about what you guys are doing in that building, and more importantly, on the field.
And what has happened in the past, obviously, is not on Grady Jarrett, but what he does need to understand is that Bears fans have endured two 10-game losing streaks over the last 3 years. That cannot be understated. That is fan torture. Is there any other fan base in the National Football League which has come close to anything like that in the last 5 years? Two 10-game losing streaks in the last 3 years has Bears fans on edge, it has them angry, and it has them frightened as hell. That's why the Caleb noise. That's why when you criticize Caleb, and you're honest about Caleb, as I am, and a lot of people are, they absolutely don't want to hear it, because not because they hate you, not because they're mad, it's because they are scared. And then the other part is here, the part where I defend Grady Jarrett. I do like him being honest, first of all. I love that. I love that he's being honest and transparent, and I don't want the cliches, and I want him to continue to be honest about it. The defense that I'll give with Grady Jarrett is something that we all know on this show and at this radio station. Fans are nasty. They are nastier than ever in a lot of cases. I'm not saying everybody. It gets caustic. It is like people feel empowered to be like, I have no problem like with people being critical. You should be critical of us. You should argue with us, because it's sports, it's what we do. But there is a nastiness that goes along with the comments. My guess is that's what Grady Jarrett is responding to, that people make it, you know, the golden rule here with us typically is, and we're not always perfect, is don't be personal about it. People listening are personal. People watching make it personal and nasty at times. That's what's going on. Like, and that's not going to change. We all have to endure that. As talk show hosts, as athletes, that's part of the problem, and that's why players react, and that's why players get mad.
This segment on Rahimi Harris and Grody is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I think maybe it's a good thing that this is already being reflected in week three of the season, that getting ready to face a team that has also largely been disappointing and had to deal with a shocking trade that pulled the rug out from underneath that team and the coaching staff, that these are the discussions that are being had. But I don't know what do they expect? Like, we know this life. We've been covering this life. We understand what it is. And when the defense has underperformed to this extent, there are major injuries to some of their best people, as we know. But this is the responsibility. And representing the city is great and all, but you also represent an organization that has a history of losing in disappointing ways. You know, and I joked about this. We're going to talk about it in five on it, but at least the Bears are closer to their future and understanding what the future of the NFL is than the Cowboys are, in my opinion.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's heavy.
Well, they hired
no. Say more.
They hired Ben Johnson, for one.
That's good. Okay.
That's a good example.
All right. Yep. I got it. I'm giving you that one.
We also knew it was going to be ugly before it got prettier. But
not this ugly, though, Layla.
We have to. That's it. But we also have to embrace and understand what we're seeing. Like, we're not going to sugarcoat it. You can't sugarcoat 52 points allowed.
No, you can't. And Dennis Allen needs to know that. Grady Jarrett needs to know that.
All the newcomers.
Old
heads know. They've seen it. They've lived it. They've been a part of those 10-game losing streaks you're talking about.
The players don't want to hear it. Like, guess what? Part of the reason Matt Eberflus got fired is because he kept saying the same stuff. Seven games we've lost in a row. Eight games. We're going to be fine. We're going to be good. We're going to be great. And finally, Jalen Johnson said, that's enough. Can't keep hearing the same old stuff from the head coach.
And I think for Grady Jarrett, if it is because it's getting personal, I think we all have come to understand that this is what 2025 brings.
And it sucks.
You're going to have more criticism. Yeah. It's not good. It's not right. But a lot of times life is not fair. So if Grady Jarrett feels like people aren't being fair to his team, understand there is a way out of this. It's very simple. Win football games. And when I say it's simple, I don't mean how to get there is simple. That's something that Ben Johnson and everyone on down. I'm sorry. Let me stop. That's something that Kevin Warren and Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson and everyone on down has to figure out, because I'm never going to leave out Kevin Warren and Ryan Poles, because those are the guys who are making the decisions that have gotten this in place and the personnel and everything else. But the guys who get paid more money, spotlight on you. Spotlight on you. If you're getting paid and you're out there playing every week, not the Jalen Johnsons, because, you know, he ain't there. This week it won't be TJ Edwards and probably not Kyler Gordon, but if you're one of the highest paid players on defense, it's up to you to get everybody else to come with you. You got to perform, Montez Sweat, but you got to get everybody else to perform at their best level.
The great Olin Krutz, good old number 57, I think he said it several times, to those who are given much, much is expected. Did I do that right?
Yeah.
I just nail that?
Oh, I thought it was Spider-Man.
Too much is given, much is expected.
You know, Owen, with great power comes great responsibility.
Brody. I see you, Owen. I'll talk to you on Sunday.
That's very good.
For once.
Yeah, finally.
Been neglecting that guy.
I've been scared of him, man. You know?
That's understandable.
Never know what you're going to get.
He's a large man.
Yeah.
Well, and I just, again, think that it's good that he's talking, because you want to know what he has to say about it. Take it out on the other team. Take it out on the team that faces you on Sunday. Prove us wrong. Prove everybody else wrong who's saying the same stuff. You know, like, if you're that offended by it, go get home. Sack Dak Prescott.
Hit the doggone quarterback.
Like, that would be a nice change of pace compared to what we've seen.
But be you, Grady.
Don't give up.
Be you, dude.
And while I'm here, you know, it's not my fault that this team has given up as many points as they have in the last five quarters. 73.
Ooh. Is that a lot?
It's not my fault that 694 yards of offense were given up in the last five quarters they've played.
Good God.
You're saying that's bad.
I'm not going to look up at the sky and pretend it didn't happen.
Oh, yeah? Well, what about
I am going to understand that representing this team unfortunately continues a trend that we've seen. Been here before.
What about the 602 passing yards the Dallas Cowboys have allowed in the first two seasons? May I raise you that, Layla?
But that's the point. That's why I think there's a very good chance of winning this game.
You might be the only one in this room. I don't know. We'll find out later. Well, I'm still working on it.
Is that a tease?
Well, kind of. When are we doing our picks?
We'll figure it out.
Oh, we should do it at 1:45, guys. We were trying to figure out what to do at 1:45. It was either that or Ray and I were talking about the curious case of Stephon Diggs rumors right now.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, but that's not, you don't know about.
I don't know about Stephon Diggs. I've been very Bears centric, guys.
Yeah, I mean, even
he's got
ESPN,
one on the way.
Yeah, even ESPN reported that he and Cardi B are expecting. But
Cardi B said it.
Yeah, but she got the money point moves. Is, like, apparently the question.
She does. She does.
Believe I love Cardi B. I know that's going to shock you guys.
He's expensive. No, it doesn't. You love music.
Are they bloody shoes? I do love music. Yes. People need to accept that. Yes.
Also, her sense of humor is hilarious.
She's great.
Yeah. We have more coming up here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. And it's more from what Mark Grody had from inside the locker room. And I think there's another part to what Grady Jarrett said, because what Ben Johnson said about practice, that was a question Mark Grody asked, has not only started to percolate throughout the city, it's also getting a lot of national attention, and I'm pretty sure it also went to the Bears locker room. So we'll discuss those answers next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Are there guys that need to practice better too?
I think our practice habits are yet to reflect the championship caliber team.
I took offense to that. It became personal with me.
The layers involved. Michael Jordan, I took that personally, referring to what we talked about with Grady Jarrett on 670 The Score. This is Raheemy Harris and Grody. Mark Grody was there for that Grady Jarrett discussion, and this is Cardi B.
These expensive.
These is bloody shoes.
These are red bottoms.
Not the Louboutins.
You were prepared for this.
Yeah, I'm prepared.
Be careful with us.
Yeah, true that.
Ray just lost his mind back there.
Only like three words you can use before you've violated every FCC rule.
You've
chosen wisely.
And I have the three. I'm the one who really can't be singing this song out loud.
I need you singing WAP.
I think I've done enough.
What does WAP stand for again, Robbie?
The FCC. Come on.
Won't let me be.
Definitely.
It's on the new Cardi B album, though. Final track.
Happy Friday, everyone. We were talking about what Grady Jarrett had to say earlier. One of the leaders on this team, and his resume as one of those comes to us from his years of being with Atlanta as well. I did not question when he was voted one of the Bears captains on the team. But when he talked about the criticism that the Bears received after being 0-2, this is part of the lifestyle, unfortunately, for that role in Chicago, knowing that fans aren't happy with what they've seen so far out of this team. Mark, you got more from Grady. What were your takeaways from inside the locker room?
Inside the locker room, yes, with Mr. Grady Jarrett. I thought that it was interesting to hear what Grady Jarrett had to say about, and we asked several players about what you just heard coming into the segment, Ben Johnson talking about how the team has, up to this point, not practiced at a championship level. And he was asked that very question. Grady Jarrett.
I mean, as a coach, you always want to, you know, challenge us to be better. We always want to put our best foot forward every time we take the field, whether that's in the game or in practice. And you know, up to this point, we haven't won the game. But at the end of the day, we're turning in the right direction to get where we need to do. And you know, he's our head coach, he's our leader. And if he said it wasn't good enough, then we had to answer the call. And I think we put in two really good days. And that's the exciting part. And we can't wait to get out there and play this weekend.
Do you think it wasn't good enough? Practices.
I'm excited to play this weekend, man, and go against the Cowboys and get in this win column, do what we need to do. And, you know, so I'm excited, man.
You didn't want to hear that, and I get it, because Grady Jarrett probably is one of the guys that is probably practicing his ass off out there. And there's probably lots of guys that are practicing their ass off out there that are a little insulted to hear that. But, hey, if it's given these guys, like, what I call a good mad in that locker room, and some of them, and that was... In general, putting the microphone in front of the players, most of them said some version of the first part of what you just heard from Grady Jarrett, and that is, hey, if that's what the coach is saying, then we got to do it. You know, we are 0-2. That was the general baseline answer from most of the players, but I don't blame players if they're like, don't look at me.
Accountability is a thing, right? And that's what everyone was asking for. I'm not just saying us on the outside, Mark, Layla. I'm saying... In that locker room, they wanted tougher coaching. We heard that last year. They wanted more accountability.
Caleb, anyway.
Well, they get a brand new head coach, though. And maybe what it's sounding like and feeling like is different than what they expected. I don't know. But I think things get chippy when you look at 0-2, especially the way that second loss happened.
Yeah, that's
and really
it.
The end of going back, as you said, the last five quarters, the end of the first loss. And now we're seeing, okay, who's going to step up and get us back on the right side of things?
Well, and that's part of it, is also when somebody says something that's negative publicly, what is going to be anybody's reaction at a workplace? You know, oh, we're not performing. You're immediately looking at yourself and going, well, I got an excellent review in my last review. Or I, you know, you're thinking about your own personal
totally.
Accomplishments there.
Well said.
And I think that that's a natural reaction. But when you're on a team, you know, you're trying to figure out necessarily, like, either you're asking yourself what you can do better, you're asking yourself what you've done, and then you're like, well, hold on here. And you start breaking down what happened.
Well, I want to believe what you said is the natural reaction. I kind of disagree, because I've seen plenty of places where, let's be honest, even if you are an individual employee who's gotten good feedback, and then you're told in a group setting things are not good enough, or the word is out there that things are not good enough, don't you also start looking around like, well, what hasn't been good enough? And looking around at, well, that's not good, and I'm not responsible for that, but he is or she is. I think that's also a natural reaction. And I think as a team leader, hi, Grady Jarrett, captain, and all these other people who are in these elevated roles, veteran roles, you look around and say, what do I need to grab somebody by the scruff of their chin and pull them in the right direction?
And which might have been done. I mean, part of his response might have been the players in the locker room talking and Grady Jarrett addressing the team. I am not reporting that that happened. Let me be very clear. But that might have happened when you have the coach, with the coach's comments not just being circulated here and being the headlines here. They are now national headlines as well. So they are hearing it everywhere. This might have required Grady Jarrett or one of the captains to address the team and say, hey, you, and you need to practice harder. So we might be getting the remnants of that. And I want to be very clear here, too, with Grady Jarrett and any player that we're talking about. I do appreciate that they're being honest with us about what they're thinking and what their thinking is, and just inferring from what Grady Jarrett is saying that some of it is not fair. And my guess is that the unfair part is the caustic part, the nasty parts that we hear. But to Layla's point, 0-2 in a bad way and 10-game losing streaks in the last 3 years. That's where Bears fans are.
Yeah, I mean, look at the history. Look at the history of the team. And I think last year what you found was a lot of people saying publicly, implying either, like, don't look at me, I'm not the one who's dropping the ball here. The magic word of the season was accountability. And we were all trying to figure out who they were talking about when it was brought up. And you think I didn't try to do the same thing when Ben Johnson said, similar to what we heard players say last year, our practice habits aren't that of a championship team, that's self-evident. You practice and then you play like you did. So there's nothing here that really proves that there's any antithetical information.
Well,
everything supports the thesis. And it goes back to what happened. You know, even when you had the situation happen in Detroit where you're only down by 7 at that point, it was 21-14, you still had a team get you down 28 at the half. They score 28 points compared to your 14, and then the wheels fall off. Like, we haven't seen a team respond in any sort of way. We haven't seen this team come back in the way that the Vikings did in game one. They tried to in a couple of games. We saw flashes against the Packers. But there's a reason we feel this way.
I think specifically Ben Johnson's comments, the one that have become national headlines, if you will.
Yeah.
Compound that, though, with what he said at the beginning of the week about we're going to take a look at practice and some of the stuff after he looked at the game tape, guys that maybe weren't fully doing their jobs. And I thought at the time it was just about the skill players, specifically maybe the wide receiver core, the pass catchers, and about how that will dictate who gets opportunities going forward. Take those two things together, and it starts to make sense that you can get an idea of maybe what Ben Johnson is talking about when he says the championship caliber. Because he had already made that comment talking about different roles perhaps in future games based on what happens at practice, based on what he saw from that game tape.
Shockingly, Jason Garrett was on with Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk and made some really good points as to why speaking out about your team in practice can come at a price.
I do think there's some value to, when you're the head coach, not being so forthcoming with everything. The number one thing you have to do is protect your team and give your team a chance to have success. And sometimes when you're authentic and you're completely open about things on your team, you're maybe benefiting yourself because people say, I really like that guy. You know, he's so honest and open with everything. But in the end, you might be hurting your team. And so you can have all those same thoughts about if our team didn't play hard enough or the issues about practice, and you can share them with your team hard and give them really strong examples and create an atmosphere of urgency within your building without everybody panicked, but everybody understanding that we need to raise our level of effort in games and raise our level in practice. But when you share them with the world, you've added a whole nother element to the culture of your team. Now everybody's talking about this. Instead of, hey, it wasn't good enough, and you know in your heart as a coach, we got to get back to work and we got to work on these two or three things or else we're not going to be very good.
I hear what he's saying, but I think in this situation, there was nothing wrong with Ben Johnson saying what he did. Number one, he's a brand new head coach. The law's got to be laid down.
Right.
And the earlier you do that, the better. What you don't want to have is a situation where things spiral out of control and you didn't say anything about it.
Also, again, we're not dumb. Like, we see the games. There's a level of problem there that shows up on a Sunday. Chances are there's issues with the week, too, where you're saying to yourself, this isn't good enough. And somebody needed to come in and say, this isn't good enough, besides us and fans and whoever else is listening and who wants to be a part of that.
You got to pick your spots. I think that's what it is. Like, Ben Johnson can't do this every single week where he calls out the players. But guess what? This was a great time to call out the players. An 0-2 start, and we keep hammering it, an 0-2 start like that, where you choke away a 17-6 lead against a rookie quarterback who burns you in the end, and then you give up a 52 spot, and the world is crashing down around you. Ben Johnson is not ignorant to that. He needed to say something. He can't do this every single week, but I understand where Jason Garrett is coming from to some degree about the being authentic and completely open. That pleases us probably more than it does.
You got to have some discretion.
You got to have some discretion. That's it. Right. Like I said, you can't do this every week, but it is refreshing. And guess what? Look, there's been coaches in this town that have been in part pushed out the door because of their lack of transparency. We crushed Matt Eberflus. recluse for saying the same old stuff every time he got up there. Lovie Smith, when he was here, his last couple of years, man, people were not having it anymore. With the reporters,
they had it with 10-6.
You got to go back. There are things about the 10-6.
Look, greener, other side.
Hey, I've said it, man. Lovie Smith's resume has aged better than any head coach in this town ever. But if you were here and you were following that season, it wasn't a great 10-6. And Lovie had we had reached the end of the Lovie Smith era. But I don't want to relitigate that at this very moment.
But I think it's a good point to the conversation. Dan Hurley caught wind of Ben Johnson's statements, and he said on Twitter, love this, these are the battles you fight when taking over a losing organization or team.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
And it's that part. Whether or not you like it, this has been a losing organization.
Yeah, so everybody's furious and figuring out new ways to motivate this team and get this team good and sustain good.
In spite of all the injuries.
In spite of all the injuries.
You bring up a good point about records and what they reflect. We will do that later in our show. That is at 1:25 where we talk about the, or not 1:25, 12:45. 12:45 is where we'll talk about the 0-2 teams and what the records reflect. Coming up next, a little bit more from Jason Garrett when it comes to the coach standpoint of talking to the media, because he brought up something from the past as a lesson that Marshall was present for. He was there. So
in the building,
we will talk about that, because we're also talking about practice. That's a geography clue. It's coming up next on Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score.
I was there.
It's also it's the extraterrestrial Les.
You're
listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers. More on the way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Listen to Raheemy Harris and Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Listen, we're talking about practice.
Cardi B the whole hour. Congratulations, Cardi. Glad you're living your best life. And Allen Iverson, too, because if there was one thing I should have done, it was create a trust fund for myself to save me from myself. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody.
Did he get that money yet?
On 670 The Score. Good question.
The
we should follow
back
up.
Money?
We should follow up.
It's crazy.
Allen Iverson was a man ahead of his time when it came to managing money, and so was the person he hired to do it. If there's one thing that we can tell you, I know our disclaimer says it's just sports. What isn't is your finances. Protect your bag. That said, It goes back to the history of AI, of course, was in Philly. We heard from Jason Garrett on Pro Football Talk speak earlier to Mike Florio, who's on with us every week, about the dangers of calling out your team publicly. Dan Hurley felt the opposite. Dan Hurley was like, go get him, Ben Johnson. But he also had a good point, or at least illustrated his point well, Jason Garrett, when it came to the history as to why he felt this way. Here's some more of what he had to say to Mike Florio.
But there is some value to not sharing all that stuff with the world. I interviewed Andy Reid this summer for a leadership program that we're doing. And I asked him about some of the mistakes he made and what he learned from his experience in Philadelphia. And he said, I wasn't forthcoming enough with the media. I was very protective of the team. And he said, I try to be more open now. And clearly we've seen that. But I reminded him, you had a lot of good years in Philadelphia. you won a lot of NFC East championships over your time there. And you're the best coach in that team's history. And sure, you've learned, and maybe you're a little more open in Kansas City, but he's the same way now. So he understands that big picture idea. And so that's my first reaction when I hear that. We love all this, again, authenticity and openness with the public. I mean, that's what we do as media people. But you be careful of bringing that element into your team.
See, I take real issue with this because he's telling Andy Reid about his lived experience. Andy Reid, who's accomplished way more than Jason Garrett ever did. He's in his 27th season coaching. You know why he's been coaching for so long? Because he wins. 422, that's how many games he's coached. In those 422 games, Andy Reid is 273-148-1, and that tie is infamous because the players didn't know that there were ties, so that's why they tied the game. That's what Donovan McNabb didn't know that you could tie
I forgot
in a football
about
game.
That was a classic.
So that's a 648 winning percentage. He's now coached almost as many years in Kansas City as he has in Philadelphia. And when he says, transparency and those things, all of that stuff is to say this. The reason he could be more transparent in Kansas City is because he's winning championships. He's going to the Super Bowl every year. When you're doing that, people don't really care as much. Also, Kansas City is not Philadelphia in terms of what the
expectations
are. Just like Chicago is not Atlanta, Grady Jarrett.
Yeah.
Those are two different places. And Andy Reid, while he has quote-unquote loosened up, it's a lot easier to loosen up when you got Patrick Mahomes out here getting you to the Super Bowl every year.
No, I would say Philly and Chicago, in the famous words of Buddy Ryan, do not suffer fools.
Exactly. And so when you take that into account, I understand what Jason Garrett is trying to say. But I go back to this, what he said initially about Ben Johnson and this idea that, you're oversharing. I don't think Ben Johnson has been oversharing. I think he's walked a pretty good line for a coach that's 0-2 as a head coach. And he has more grace than most people will just because of his resume as a play caller. But I think as the season goes on, people are going to understand why they're so far behind.
Well, I also want to point this out to you two, and I feel like Robbie can speak to this as well, and Ray's a longtime Bears fan. I also feel like you're hearing a coach say maybe he doesn't have the personnel to do the things he wants to do in practice. Mm. The one thing that's similar from last year to this year are your players. You didn't go to a whole bunch of new guys. Famously with the list of inactives before the game, you haven't seen them play in games. The ones who were the draft picks. And I'm not pressuring them yet. I'm not there. It's just a matter of how you fold them into the team where there's really a message center and understanding of how you feel about those players, like Ozzie Trapillo, like Shamar Turner, for example. But he doesn't have Brad Holmes. And that's why, again, I was so hesitant about the extension, because it's like, how do you necessarily know if you haven't even been through a full season with this guy in Ryan Poles, whether or not you have the people you want to execute what you want to do? And you're right, Marshall. Andy Reid has a resume. Ben Johnson has a resume that leads me to respect what he has to say more when it comes to the standard. And Mark, I want to get your thoughts on this too, because I think there's a lot there, even in that short statement, from both what Ben Johnson had to say and then also what Andy Reid or what
Jason Garrett
said about Andy Reid.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say is, in order to reach a space of actualization, if you are a head coach, you cannot. This is the ideal to me. You can't insult the sensibilities of the fans to whom you are speaking, the reporters to whom you are speaking. And I think that Ben Johnson and his coaching staff, like Dan Roschar and Eric Bieniemy and all of these guys, Declan Doyle, like they're pretty honest and open, and we have applauded them for that. But the sweet spot is don't insult the sensibilities of the fans and the media, and don't lose your locker room. That's why, and you said it perfectly, Marshall, pick your spots. And again, Ben Johnson kind of poking his team. And this wasn't like egregious either. He didn't say the practices suck. He said they're not practicing at a championship level. He is setting the bar high. So, he softened his response. It's not like he's indicting and calling out specific players or even position groups. He is saying, I'm talking about a championship caliber. And if the players in that locker room, many of whom were part of a 10-game losing streak last year, can't see that, then I don't know what they can see. But there does have to be that fine line. And we all appreciate the honesty, but yeah, of course you got to pick your spots, as Marshall said.
I think, Layla, the big thing, going back to what Jason Garrett said about Andy Reid specifically, and he's like, well, you had success in Philadelphia. Did he win a championship in Philadelphia?
No, he did not.
Almost.
That is the bar.
Yep.
In a place like Philadelphia. Also, Chicago. That is the bar.
The bar is the bear.
I feel like with Philly, the bar was set for a championship, and they hadn't even won one, and that perhaps is a good illustration of why they were mad about what happened. Like, when you see the winnable games, you know, the fans, that was very insulting to them, and I think
and their sensibilities.
Exactly, and I feel like here, it's not just the one-score games, it's the, you have to say something when we see the highest point total in 11 years given up in a game. Like, it's offensive to people. The Bears' defense is one of those commodities. They'll put up with a lot. Like, 2018, the defense was amazing. We'll talk about an offensive head coach.
Did you just mention 2018, Layla?
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about an offensive head coach.
Dollar in the jar.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
You, Layla.
We'll talk about an offensive head coach if the defense is still good. And what's worse is, this year, we thought the defense was the thing we didn't have to wait to see gel.
Amen.
Amen.
Bears. We'll continue more of our Bears talk here on 670 The Score with our friend Adam Hoge, who I feel like can speak to all of these things. He of the Hoge and Johns podcast. So we will do that next. You're listening to Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score and the Odyssey and iHeart radio apps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.